Queensland is becoming more noticed with the approach of the 2032 Olympic Games. Queensland Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Fiona Simpson, says the voices of multicultural Queenslanders are gaining more importance and they've shaped how the state is seen internationally. In an exclusive interview, The Wire's Eduardo Jordan started asking Minister Simpson what's the best memory throughout her career in state politics.
I know that through my work and my advocacy, there are people who are alive today. If I hadn't advocated, they wouldn't be alive. And that is perhaps the most meaningful for me. As far as my formal roles, though, I'd say the role I have currently, I love it. I do have a background across quite diverse communities, particularly in the Asian space. I'm a language grad, a Japanese language grad, but to be able to be the Minister for Multiculturalism, I just love it. It's a great space to be in because it's about people.
Now, as you mentioned, you have a very long title, but you mentioned that you are Minister for Multicultural Affairs. How has multiculturalism changed or shaped Queensland's position since you were elected as an MP?
Multiculturalism, or the diversity of our history, actually goes back. We're all migrants, even our First Peoples. That's a long time ago, but our First Peoples, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples, have been here 50, 60,000 years before the land bridge. But those who've come since, we all have a history somewhere of being migrants, even if it's back a few years. So Queensland, Cairns in the 1880s, a third of Cairns' population was Chinese. That'll surprise a lot of people. There was actually a Japanese consulate in Townsville back in the 1880s. So it's longer than what people realise. But obviously, I think there's perhaps more diversity in that migrant story today. And I think also what we're seeing throughout our regions and throughout Queensland, where people bring their culture, but they're also bringing their expertise, it's become a lot more diverse, the regional workforce, because there are opportunities and there is great need. And I think we're seeing that right throughout our state.
Now, we're living in a time where there are groups protesting against multicultural communities, against migration. What's the state government's plan to reduce racism and discrimination in this sense?
I think it's really important we talk about how we build social cohesion. You already have laws against inciting hatred and violence. What we need to do is bring the conversation around what is social cohesion. And now this is a space that's across, it's not about left politics or right politics. There's a very dangerous piece in what I call the online disintegration of community, and with AI driving people's feeds to perhaps amplify certain messages. This is not about one side of politics or one ideology or another. It's quite a fractured space with what happens with the internet. So I think we have to have conversations around how we bring people into real community and connection, because the online space, it can be used for good or for evil, but unfortunately it amplifies the worst.
You're also the Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Partnerships. We went to the Queensland Parliament and there was a part of the state budget that is funding for Closing the Gap's priorities. What are the priorities the community has mentioned to you they need support on?
Look, this is a fascinating and very necessary part. And there's a gap that's even bigger than what people see. And it's particularly in our rural and remote where those communities aren't seen as much. But the statistics of disadvantage, the more remote you go, are really substantial. So this fund is particularly focused on the areas of the greatest disadvantage, and that is the most rural and remote of our Indigenous communities. But there are places in Queensland that don't even have clean drinking water. That is a basic human right. Most of the world has clean drinking water. So, for example, that fund has, we've already announced funding programs for Woorabinda. That's been on boiled water alert since last year. But it's not only water projects, but it is about those closing the gap priorities with health, with education, with housing. We've got a housing program to roll out more housing. And now housing matters everywhere. I absolutely understand it's tight in our cities and our urban areas.
Last week, Victoria announced that it's the first jurisdiction to table a treaty bill in Australia. Is there a way Queensland can follow suit, or how do you see this?
Look, we have made clear that our focus is working particularly with our communities on their frontline needs and opportunities. And as I've moved around some of the most remote communities, I'll be really honest, some of them are actually a bit over the Closing the Gap programs because they've seen so much bureaucracy and so much attention to some of the things that aren't the frontline needs that they have. So I'm listening to these communities and saying, how do you want the genuine and frontline needs addressed, and none of them have actually mentioned the legislation that you've raised. Queensland had legislation, and they were saying to me, we want same opportunities for our children with education, with health, with housing. The water is just one of those clear areas that should have been addressed, but that hadn't been addressed previously. So the priority is on helping people bridge the gap with access to those services.
Queensland Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Fiona Simpson, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.